My name is Michelle McDonald Witherspoon, and my son died at CFCF prison on July the 2nd. He was sent there by his probation officer, not because he committed a crime, not because he broke probation, but she felt like he needed his medicine regulated, and she felt like he was a danger to himself. I was on my way there to pick him up. I had a 20-minute ride. I was on my way. She knew it. I was going to 302 him and take him to Fairmount Hospital. By the time I got there, she told me that they took him in custody because they was afraid that he was going to leave and jump in his car and go to New York. So instead of putting him in a holding cell for 5 minutes until I got there, they had put him in custody. They sent him to this facility. He was there for 5 days, and on the fifth day, I got a call from the chaplain saying, "I'm sorry to inform you that your son has passed away." And he was in quarantine in a cell by himself. He was supposed to be having his medicine regulated, and supposedly he died of a overdose. So someone administered to my son an overdose of pills, and I cannot get any answers. Everybody's stonewalling, saying it's under investigation. We don't know what happened. So I am very, very, very disturbed, and I would like some answers. You know, after this probation officer talked to me and gave me her reasoning on why, then I talked to my sons, and we said, "Well, Mom, you know, he's in isolation. He's in, you know, maybe it's okay, because this way they can, you know, regulate his medicine. He's safe. He's not in the general public where somebody could stab him. So maybe this is okay. Maybe," well, she said he would only be there 10 days. And, you know, so we thought this would never in a million years that we think that he would die in prison, in a cell, from medication. Never in a million years. I think the system handles mental health people as if they're animals. You know, they have no dignity. They don't show them any kind of respect, you know, and they treat him how they treated my son. They killed my child. You know, basically, they killed my child. They was probably getting on their nerve. This was a holiday weekend, the 4th of July. He probably was complaining of pain or what have you, and they just gave him pills to put him to sleep. And instead, they killed my child in prison.